It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Looking at changing work at a macro trends level, and practical data highlights how to manage remote teams. This is the Business of Tech. The new Q1 2022 quarterly remote work report by career platforms Ladders found that a quarter at 24% of all professional jobs in the US and Canada are now permanent remote roles, with the number of roles being advertised as non-office-based rising sharply even from the final quarter of 2021. By Q4 of 2021, 3 million additional roles made the transition to permanently remote, Ladders found. An abrupt increase that researchers said may indicate a permanent change in the U.S. The sharp increase in remote roles was higher than researchers had predicted. In Q4 2021, 18% of all professional jobs in the U.S. and Canada were hiring remotely. Ladders had estimated that this would increase to 25% by the end of 2022. As a percentage of all their jobs, the top industries hiring for remote work were enterprise technology, hospitality and recreation, information technology, and technical services. TechIsle's version, the TechIsle SMB and Mid-Market Hybrid Work Adoption Trends Survey, indicates that 41% of SMBs plan a phased approach to return to the office, up from 22% in 2021. 20% of employees will likely work from home, in sharp contrast to 58% in 2021, similar to pre-pandemic levels of 2019, when 29% of small business employees, 9% of employees within mid-market firms, and 7% within upper mid-market firms will also work from home. TechIsle's survey also shows that 42% of employees that want to work 3 days to four per week from home. The annual Computer Week TechTarget IT survey also gives a bit of a landscape. 38% of IT workers say their firm allows flexible working. Just over 30% said they now work from home all the time, and 27% said they work from home several days a week, a contrast to the 1920 survey, in which only 10% of respondents said they worked from home all the time, and 46% said they worked from home less than a day a week. That may not mean 9-to-5 working. Microsoft published its second annual Work Trend Index report. The company's data suggests that 9-to-5 is over and that meetings outside of previous norms are now common, creating a third peak of activity at night for some. Microsoft researchers call it the triple peak day. This is a new level of activity, and the average Teams user sends 42% more chats per person after hours. I'll include this one here. While not expected to pass, the California legislature is considering a bill that reduces the work week to 4 days for companies larger than 500 employees. This is all among a significant reversal from JP Morgan's CEO, recognizing that he can't fight remote work, now acknowledging it will be part of the organization. Why do we care? This is the macro view of the world, bit of duh, of course, there is a permanent change in the U.S. Let me contrast the two data sets. TechIsle is surveying what SMBs think will happen. Ladders is tracking what has happened. The management hallucination that we're returning to the before times is just that. Fantasy. Even JP Morgan can't resist. The California law is a data point to show the recognition of the change. I don't think the law will pass, but the fact that it's being discussed shows the direction. More importantly, the industries. Technology will be heavily remote. So IT services companies had better get good at this from an internal staffing perspective. Do that, then monetize teaching others. And in this section, practical advice for you and your customers, quoting Tech Republic. A new survey illustrates that nearly all at 96% of the 200 decision makers surveyed said remote employees are disadvantaged compared to those who primarily work in the office. Reportedly, those at the highest levels value on-camera employees working remotely. Of the executives surveyed, 92% said workers who are less involved, muted regularly, or do not have video enabled, likely do not have long-term futures ahead of them at work. Decision makers view this as a signal that subpar work performance will be a problem down the road, as 93% said employees who turn their cameras off are generally less engaged in their work overall. 46% of U.S. executives said they had not given their employees the tools they needed to be as engaged as their in-person counterparts. Nearly half, at 49%, say those at the C-level are the most responsible for this disconnect, followed by HR at 28%, and those at the managerial level at 10%. From an employee perspective, the frequency and bulk of virtual meetings have contributed to a significant portion of those being disengaged. Zoom fatigue is a real factor, as 48% of executives admit that many employees are not as involved due to too many meetings. Why do we care? If the first story is the macro level, this is the micro level. If you're an employee, remember that turning off your camera is your choice and it has an impact. You, the employee, are responsible for making sure you are your own best cheerleader. If you're a manager, know your biases and weaknesses. Strong orgs will eliminate unnecessary meetings, promote asynchronous work, and ensure remote workers' management weaknesses aren't fatal flaws. Again, get good at this, then resell it. Agile Blue is a 24/7 SOC, XDR, and SOAR, providing managed breach protection, including monitoring, detection, and automated response to clouds, networks, and endpoints, helping MSPs build their cyber business while increasing gross margins, ARR, and stickiness. Agile Blue's partner program engages, enables, supports, and rewards your business growth with a white-labeled security dashboard, pooled pricing, marketing collateral, and purpose-built sales content. A 24/7 extension of your team. Learn more at agileblue.com. Thanks for listening. Wanted to do the remote work stories. I'm sure we got a few security ones coming up tomorrow, and I'll talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.